ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेव्या भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्तिनिष्ठचि। बिफोर साइटिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Shukadev Goswami Maharaj, a great reciter, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Brothers and mothers, everybody is welcome, young and old, internet listeners, everybody is welcome. Actually, a lot of people see the internet actually. Yes. Thank you very much. Today is the Bhagavatam's 7th canto, 11th chapter. Yesterday was the verse 21st, but several verse, there's no purport. So today is the verse 24th. So I will read this translation of these other verses. Keep the time factor in mind. Verse 22. To be influential in battle, unconquerable, patient, challenging and charitable, to control the bodily incestes, to be forgiving, to be attached to the Brahmanical nature, and to be always jolly and truthful. These are the symptoms of the Kshatriyas. Being always devoted to the demigods, the spiritual master, and the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, endeavoring for advancement in religious principles, economic development and sense gratification, dharma, artha and kama, believing in the words of the spiritual master and scripture, and always endeavoring with expertise in earning money. These are the symptoms of the Kshatriyas. Excuse me, Vaishyas. Now, the verse 24 is written there. Please repeat. Shudrasya, of the Shudra, the fourth grade of man in society, the worker. Sannati, obedience to the higher classes, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. Saucham, cleanliness. Seva, service. Swamini, to the master who maintains him. Amayaya, without duplicity. Amantra yagya, performance of sacrifices simply by offering obeisances. Without mantras. He, certainly. Asteyam, practicing not to steal. Satyam, truthfulness. Go, cows. Vipra, brahmanas. Rakshanam, protecting. Please repeat. Shudrasya sanati shaucham. Seva swamani amayaya. Amantra yagyogi asteyam. Satyam go viprarakshanam. Yes. Matajis. Translation, please repeat. Offering obeisances to the higher section of society. The Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. Being always very clean. Being free from duplicity. Serving one's master. Performing sacrifices without uttering mantras, not stealing, always speaking the truth, and giving all protection to the cows and brahmanas. These are the symptoms of the Shudra. Purported by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder acharya of great ISKCON, not great but greatest ISKCON. It is everyone's experience that workers or servants are generally accustomed to stealing. A first class servant is one who does not steal. Here it is recommended that a first class Shudra must remain very clean, must not steal or speak lies, and must always render service to the master. A Shudra may attend sacrifices and Vedic ritualistic ceremonies along with his master, but he should not utter the mantras. These may be uttered only by the member of the higher section of society. Unless one is completely pure and has been raised to the standard of a Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya is, in other words, unless one is Dvaja, twice born, the chanting of mantras will not be fruitful. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschata Desatarne. Dear devotees, here the symptoms of Shudras are described. Srila Prabhupada said in several lectures, he said this, that this present society is devised in such a way that they are making everybody Shudra, worker. Education is such, there is no elevation to the higher platform, to the Vaishya or Kshatriya or the Brahmana. Yesterday we discussed that to have Krishna Prem, to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one has to become a Brahman with the above mentioned symptoms. To become a Brahman is very important. But Kali Yuga system is such that everybody is becoming Shudra. In India, we say anybody who is more educated. I have one brother-in-law. He is very educated. He is a PhD. He is a professor. But in the beginning, he was non-believer. When sister was married to him, when he came, then I asked him, come and bow down before our deities. He refused. He said, no, I don't do that. So this is the present education. Anyone who is more educated, he doesn't believe in God. Actually, this human form of life is given to us by Krishna only for this purpose, so that we can understand Him. But Kali Yuga, this is just beginning of Kali Yuga, and things have degraded so much that people are going down and down, down and down. Here you see that even Shudras, they also have certain code of conduct. They are also supposed to follow certain rules and regulations. They should not speak lie. They should be clean. They should respect Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Brahmanas. It's not that Shudra can do any damn thing. No. He should not be duplicitous. He should be straightforward. So, then gradually, Shudra will be elevated to the higher platform. The purpose of this Vedic culture is designed in such a way that everybody is given a chance. And ultimate, the goal of life is that one return back home, back to Godhead. This is the ultimate goal. Though Kali Yuga's influence is very, very heavy, very, very powerful, and you can say 99.9% people are not interested in Krishna consciousness. They are not interested in their real business. Their interest is to make more money, enjoy more, and sleep more. Prabhupada said in one lecture, if they sleep for 25 hours, they say, oh, wonderful, it's very nice. We have 24 hours, but they like to sleep 25 hours. This is all what you call tamogun. This will degrade one down and down. As it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita that urdhav gacchanti sattvastha, madhye tishthanti rajasa, jaganya gunavrittasto adho gacchanti tamasa. There are three modes of material nature very prevalent. Mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. One who is situated in goodness, he will elevate himself to the higher planetary system, Swargalok, heaven. Madhya tishtanti rajasa, those who are under the mode of passion, they will take birth again. But those who are in the mode of ignorance, tamogun, they will degrade themselves to the lower species or cycle of birth and death or hellish condition. But we are very fortunate that actually these three modes, Lord is advising to Arjun, Nishtra Guniya Bhav Arjuna. Arjun, you elevate yourself above these three modes. What is the fourth one? Pure goodness. To return back home, back to Godhead, we neither need karma or vikarma, we need akarma. We need to please Krishna only, nothing else. Then one will be able to return to the spiritual world, to the kingdom of Krishna, to the Vaikuntha Loka, not otherwise. Though my mind is very, very filthy and dirty, my mind is not interested in his real business because of too much sense enjoyment, it has become, obstinate, very, very dirty. And always thinking of dirty things, always thinking of women and always thinking to lord it over. All the negative things he's thinking. And in general people take, oh, this is the way I am. But Prabhupada explained this, negative consciousness opposite to Krishna consciousness. It's not the original state of mind. This is actually a foreign for the mind. Our original state of consciousness is Krishna consciousness. But because of my influence, because of I am so much influenced by these three modes of material nature, I am in ignorance since long, I think, oh, this is the life. And I don't want to go beyond this. No, this is not the life. This is ignorance, and it will end in problem, difficulties, so many difficulties. In the Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, it is mentioned, after having this human form, if one doesn't solve the real problems of life, what are the real problems? The problem of birth, death, old age and disease. Janma, mrittu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, doshanu, darshanam. These are the real problems. But I am busy to solve my economic problem, my family problem, my this problem, my that problem, so many problems. But the real problem is the problem of birth, death, old age and disease. And in the human form, one must solve these problems. As it is mentioned here about the Shudras, even Shudras behave properly, they can also be elevated. But now everybody is Shudra and there is no question that those who are actually Shudra, they can be elevated because they have no example, nobody to follow. Everybody is Shudra, more or less. Thanks, Shishi, Gaur Nitai and Radha Krishna, that they have sent their pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, to give us the, true understanding, the true purpose of life. is to thank them. It's mentioned that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavani Jeeva. In this Brahmanda, so many jivas are traveling from body to body, body to body. Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru, and by the mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna. It's the mercy of the Lord they have sent. They are pure devotee to guide us properly. He didn't compromise with anyone. No compromise. He came to this tract of land in America, New York, where people are totally in passion and ignorance. But his Gurudev, who is another Mahabhagavat, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he added him in 1922 in the first meeting. He added his so many other disciples, but they couldn't do anything. When he met Srila Prabhupada, he added him. So he came, lifetime preparation, came here. So difficult. And in a very humble way, started preaching. Came with only $7 at the age of 70. And left the holy dham, Vrindavan, which people won't leave. Oh, I must leave my body in Vrindavan. He left. Because he is sent by Krishna to help us to get out of here. He came here. So many difficulties, so many problems, no friends, no money practically. But he continued. And when he preached, his preaching was so effective, so powerful, that souls, after all, we are all souls, doesn't matter whether we are staying in India or in the West or anywhere in the world, we are all souls and part and parcel of super soul Sri Krishna. He came here and started preaching in a humble way from Tompkins Square Park. What is this? How come he became so successful? Because he has a Krishna Shakti with him. Kali Kalera Dharma Nama Sankirtan. The dharma for this age is the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. But unless one is empowered by Krishna, Krishna Shakti Bina, Tara Nahi Parvartana. If one is not empowered by Krishna, one cannot preach the holy name. Krishna likes to empower everyone, but if I am not qualified, then how he will empower me? Like Krishna tried to empower Arjuna also, he listened, Duryodhana also, he won't listen. Krishna is telling him, don't fight, but he won't listen. His consciousness was so polluted. So, this is the mercy of Almighty Lord Sri Krishna and Radha Rani. And now, we must take this mercy seriously to our heart. Follow it very seriously, because without becoming Krishna conscious, my future is in dark. My future is not good. If I want to make my future bright, then Anna Vilashata Shunnam, no more material desire. Though I am filled with material desire, but I have to understand. As Krishna has explained in Bhagavad Gita about the mind. Arjuna is expressing his inability to control the mind. He said, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna paramati balabhadram tasya ham nigraham manne vayur eva sadushkaram. My Lord, this mind is very chanchala, very fickle, very difficult to control this mind. One may be able to control the wind, but it's more difficult to control the mind. This is the truth. And then what Krishna said? What was the reply of Krishna? Asamshayam Mahabahu. Mano Duruni Graham Chalam. O mighty arm, Arjun, it's very difficult to control the mind. Then Krishna is also saying that now the mind will be controlled. He said, Abhyase na tu Kaunteya, Vairagya na jagriyate. Two things Lord has recommended. We have to practice. Rukmini Dwarkadish are here, I have come here, but my mind is going this way, outside. Running this side, that side. So he will go this way because he is impure. But I have to bring him again and again to the lotus feet of Rukmini Dwarkadish. Abhyas. It's very nicely said in one doha in Hindi. Kart kart abhyas se jadmati hot sujan. Rasi avat jat se shila pat nishan. Meaning, people fetch water from the bell. With the rope, they tie the rope to the bucket, put the bucket in the bell and take the water out. Many places are bell water is there in India. So what happens that in the edge of the bell, a stone, again and again, you know, rubbing the stone, it's a rope. Rope is soft, stone is very hard. Again and again running, rubbing, what happened? That Shila Parth Nishan, that stone has very big, what you call, shine on it. So this is Abhyas. Lord is recommending that one should try. Practice make man perfect. The mind is so lethargic, so obstinate, so fickle, that no, it's not possible to be Krishna conscious this lifetime. I was in the hell for a long time, we will go again hell. And suffer there. This is mind's business. He is very anxious to take us to the hell. But with the help of Srila Prabhupada and predecessor Acharyas, Gaur Nitaya Panch Tattva and Krishna, we practice, try to bring this mind again and again. Doesn't matter, I am man's body, woman's body, bring to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. This is the one thing, practice, Lord has said. Abhyasena tu Kaunteya. What is the second recommendation of the Lord? Vairagyena cha griyate. Renunciation. Detachment. My father couldn't stay here. He had so much property, he left everything behind. He left his body also behind. What am I going to take with me? But because my mind is so filthy, my father couldn't take anything with him. My grandfather, my relatives, my brothers. But I am going to take everything with me. This is the foolishness of this dirty mind. So mind need to be purified. And Kali Yuga, we were discussing yesterday, nobody is born Brahman. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Everybody is a Shudra in this age of Kali. When Srila Prabhupada came here, and because he was so pure, totally on the transcendental plane, a Mahabhagavad Vaishnava. Some yogis and munis, those who have come in this country, they are coming for a long time. They come and become prey of a woman or money and then, you know, go to hell. Srila Prabhupada came, some yogis, munis came to see Srila Prabhupada. And one yogi said, Swamiji, what for you have come here? Prabhupada said that I have come here to preach Sanatana Dharma. What do you mean by Sanatana Dharma? Four regulative principles, Prabhupada explained. Getting up before 4 in the morning, chanting Hare Krishna. So this yogi, he looked at Prabhupada. He said, Swamiji, if you want to preach among Americans, then you have to put trouser and shirt and necktie. And learn to eat with a knife and fork. Otherwise these Americans are not going to listen to you. What was the answer of a great Vaishnava? Srila Prabhupada ki? Your response is not so louder. Srila Prabhupada ki? What was his response? He said, I didn't come here to follow them. I came here to make them follow me. This is a pure devotee. all of Vaishnava, we are saying, Suhas Prabhu and Venkatabhat? Mana? Manavasara. This is not the name Prabhupada has given you. This you are giving your name. Manabhata Prabhu. And so many Vaishnavas. This is the power of a pure devotee. But unfortunately, this body is from India. We Indians are very lethargic and we didn't help Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada once said, if I can get 100 sincere Indians, I can change the whole world. But Indians are only interested in money, nothing else. They say money, 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 and money is honey. And money, that's it, you know. And are they going to carry this money with them? No. They are going to leave behind. And when the Yamdutas are going to come, oh, I'm leaving so much wealth. Oh, what is going to happen this much to wealth, to my wife, children, and then Yamdutas will pull his soul from the body and he will become maybe dog in the house or mouse in the house or some, what do you call that, cockroach in the house. Because he attacks. Or he can become a snake. He likes the money. So Indians, you know, they're not very much interested, unfortunately. But devotees here in the West, all of you are very much interested. Please become more interested. More. You know, when Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, movement was spreading very fast. It is also spreading now, but not as fast as it used to be the time of Prabhupada. Let's bring the Prabhupada conscious back and by his mercy. I was here in LA long back and one doctor said that I will take to one woman, you can get the free treatment in the hospital. It took to me one Spanish woman, she was some in charge. She was a nice person. She said, I am sitting on this seat for a long time. Before so many Hare Krishna used to come to me in this dress, this saffron. Not anymore. She wanted Hare Krishna, you know. She was also anxious to meet Hare Krishna people. Actually, this Hare Krishna, everybody need Hare Krishna. Some like Christian, you know, when we were there in the Rath Yatra, they were just shouting, you know. Actually, when they call bad name to Krishna, we should also shout, Haribol, Haribol, we should not hear anything to them. But they are unfortunate. They are preparing a royal road to hell. Where is that big guy, you used to say, a very big belly, you know. Yeah, I think he's finished, huh? He has retired with the Yamdutas, you know. Yamdutas are taking care of him. So, we should not hear these people because they are too much in ignorance and passion. They don't want to hear. So, present population is population of Shudras. Because there is no Garbhadhan Samskar. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Janmana Jayate Shudra. Sanskar Dayotama Ved Pathi Bhaved Vipra Brahma Janati Brahmana. Kali Yuga Prabhupada has said this point that this thing has ruined our Indian culture. One who is born in a so-called Brahmana family, he claimed that I am a Brahman. But he doesn't know anything. He has no qualification, which I read yesterday, a Brahmin qualification. If you ask him, no qualification. The symptoms of a Brahmin are control of mind, control of the senses, austerity and penance, cleanliness, satisfaction, forgiveness, simplicity, knowledge, mercy, truthfulness and complete surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who has these qualities? Nobody. So, but Lord Chaitanya, who is the incarnation for this age, and he is very, very kind. He is standing with his elder brother here, with the Nityananda Prabhu. He is very, very merciful, and he has given us very, very easy dharma for this age. Yuga Dharma. What is the Yuga Dharma? Once Srila Prabhupada was asked this question by one of our God brother. He asked this question, Prabhupada, what do you want us to do? What was the reply of Prabhupada? I want you to stand on your head. No, he didn't say that. I'll perform this. He said, I want you to chant Hare Krishna, dance, and take prasadam. What is the difficulty? If we chant, dance, take prasadam, follow these four regulative principles, Prabhupada is assuring in his different lectures. Suppose if you won't go back home, back to Godhead, but you will come back to the human form again, and you will continue your devotion service again. Otherwise, people are becoming animals. They are so much attached to the dogs and cats. And their, what is the next life? In one lecture, Prabhupada is saying, they leave, oh, I'm dying, what is going to happen to my dog? I will leave this wealth for my dog, you know. And the next life, he will be dog. Because so much attached to a dog. And Prabhupada is saying, we should not be tied to a dog, but we should be attached to a God, Sri Krishna. That we should practice. And Gaur Nitai, Panchatattva, they are made very easy in this age of Kali to return back home, back to Godhead. But I am so unfortunate that I am degrading myself from down to, from Shudra to down, fifth class, Chandala. I am not trying to elevate myself. And very simple, by chanting this Mahamantra, simple process. And taking prasadam, following four regulative principles. Get up before 4 in the morning. What is the difficulty? No difficulty. I can return back home, back to Godhead, if I follow this seriously and sincerely. But unfortunately, we're not following. Very unfortunate situation. Though we have declared bar against Maya, Maya is very powerful. And once one devotee came to Srila Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, I am very surprised that so many are leaving the movement. Prabhupada said, I am surprised about those who are staying. Maya is very powerful, but still we have to keep on trying, because without becoming Krishna conscious, future is dark. And which I am not thinking because of my ignorance. I am not thinking of my future. The one day I am going to die, and whatever state of mind is there, at the time of death, I am going to be given body accordingly. I am not thinking of that. I am just busy in to make a permanent home in a temporary situation. Nobody can live here. And we should see our death all the time. Janma mrittu jara vyadhi dukh doshanu darshanam. So that I can become serious student of Krishna consciousness. And Gaur Nitai, they are very, very merciful. They are very kind. One question was asked to Srila Prabhupada by one devotee. He said, Prabhupada, you said it's so difficult to remember Krishna at the time of death. Then how we will be able to remember? Prabhupada said, if you become serious student of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will help you. He will help to make you remember Him. Actually, by the mercy of Krishna, it can only be possible. But right now I am on the mental plane. Whatever my mind says, I do that. But this mind is actually very determined to take me to hell. But Prabhupada is very determined to take me to Krishna. So I should understand this foolish mind and follow the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, read his books, distribute his books. Because why Prabhupada asked to distribute books? Because he is worried for everyone. He is the well-wisher of everyone. He should write, your ever well-wisher. He is my true well-wisher. But I am myself my true enemy. I want to go to hell. But Prabhupada wants to take me to Krishna. So we should follow Prabhupada, distribute his books. And who knows, by getting a book, person's life may be changed. If person's life is changed, then Krishna is going to be very pleased with me. Prabhupada is going to be very pleased with me. If Prabhupada is pleased, Krishna is pleased, then my future will be bright. And another thing, Srila Rupa Goswami has said, he is a Mahabhagavata Vaishnava. He is a transcendental Vaishnava and our greatest Acharya. He said that devotee should be Ashabandh. My mind says, oh no, I am not going to attain Krishna Prem in this lifetime. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada said that one should be Ashabandh, meaning definitely I am going to meet Krishna. I should make up this mind. My mind is unclean. He is saying, no, you can't meet Krishna. You can't go to back home, back to Godhead. You can go to hell only. He is trying like that. They can, if we follow the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who is the greatest Acharya and wonderful Vaishnava, we are known as Rupa Nuga, follower of the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. He was so transcendental, so great, that he knew the mind of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, so pleased, how you knew my mind? You can just imagine, who can know the mind of Supreme Lord? But Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada knew. So he is saying, devotee should be Ashabandh. I am going to return one day back home in this lifetime. And I should try very hard, become serious and sincere student of Krishna consciousness. Definitely in the end of my life, by the grace of Gaur Nitya and Radha Krishna and Prabhupada, I am going to remember Krishna. And this way I am going to go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Yes. What's your name? Why you said other before different name? Yes, Manavata Prabhu.
In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that unless one is dvija, twice born, the chanting of mantras will not be fruitful.
Yes.
So I assume that's any other mantra excluding the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Because we've been reading every morning, Subhasaru has been reading about the potency of the Hare Krishna Mantra, and it appears that it's very powerful even without initiation.
Yes.
That one can make advancement.
Yeah, so what is the question?
So is this talking about other mantras besides the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra?
I think so. Okay. But we know one mantra. Hare Krishna Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Ram Hare. And one book, Bhagavad Gita. And one God, Sri Krishna. We know this. Yes.
And the other thing I found quite interesting, I've never heard it, it appears, because in the word for word it says that it's called a mantra yajna, or performance of sacrifices simply by offering obeisances without mantras.
Yeah, this is what the Shudras.
It appears that sacrifice can be just offering obeisances is considered a sacrifice.
Yes. Like Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, yajna naam japo yajnasmi. In Kali Yuga, sacrifice of all the yajnas, japo yajna, chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And the other question I have is that it's mentioned that, I thought it was kind of interesting, it usually, you know, the Bhagavad Gita talks about the Vaishyas, Goraksha, that the Vaishyas are deputed to protect the cows. But here, one of the qualities of the Shudras is also cow protection and protection of the Brahmanas.
Yes.
I wonder if you want to comment on that at all.
Yeah, so Shudras also given this service. They should protect the cows and they should take care of Brahmanas also, serve them. As it's mentioned, so what is the... What is the, what you are not able to understand here?
I've never heard it.
Only for him. But now you heard, you know, you keep in your mind.
I want to hear more.
You haven't heard before. No, you heard from the Bhagavatam. So Shudra can also do this. They can also protect the cows. Actually, everyone should protect the cows. Not only Shudra, but Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. Cow is our mother, you know. She should be protected. She is a very wonderful animal. Krishna has taken care of cows. That's why his name is known as a Gopal. So, now you know.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you very much, Manu Bhatt Prabhu. And, yes. Yes, Vishal Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Sweet transcendental nectar.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. So, Maharaj, you were mentioning that Indian people are very much materialistic.
I think.
Yeah. So once upon a time, I spoke with Srila Prabhupada, and I said, Srila Prabhupada, I understand that Indian people are inclined to the mode of goodness, but yet Lord Chaitanya, you states, Kalua Shudra Sambhava, everyone's born Shudra. So I don't understand. And Srila Prabhupada said, you could be born in a rich family, but disinherit yourself. So would you explain that?
What do you don't understand?
Well, now the movement is spreading like wildfire in India.
Yeah.
So if Indian people are already inclined to the mode of goodness, which is the highest mode, so it appears that they're... it's easy to make them Krishna conscious.
Mm-hmm.
What is your purport?
I think it is easy to make them Krishna conscious. I also think the same way. You know, once Giriraj Maharaj asked this question. That time he was a brahmachari. He was preaching in Bombay. He went to one family and he was disgusted. And he came to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, I think why we should preach to Indians? They are hodgepodge. They are hodgepodge, you know. Worship everyone. So I don't think we should preach to Indians. Then Prabhupada said this. No. Indians, though they are hodgepodge, still they are good. Why? Prabhupada gives the example. Elephant. When it's alive, expensive. When dead, it's expensive because of the tusk. So Indians are still good, you know. Prabhupada gave this example. So Indians, you know, though they are going away from their culture, but still something is there in their blood. And if we devotees from the West, all the devotees, Suvas Prabhu and Bhanu Bhatt and all others, if they go to India and preach, and people will be very much affected. That's why Prabhupada asked you to preach in India, you know. And, you know, Prabhupada said, they are my dancing white elephants. You look like elephants in a little. No? Yeah. If you go and dance, you know. And those Indians will be attracted to you, you know. So, Prabhupada's analogy was wonderful, you know. When Western went there, Indians became devotees. You have a question, Prabhu? You're holding mic in your hand only. Okay, no other question. Thanks again. Please repeat. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna.
Hare, Hare.
Hare Hare!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram
Ram!
Ram. Hare Hare. Savior of the whole world, by spreading Sanatana Dharma all over the world, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Shishi Gaur Nitai ki. Shishi Rukmani Dwarka Dhish ki. Shishi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mata ki. All of you ki. All the internet listeners ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol, Hare Bol.
about the program.
What is that?
That you came to my home. This is 10 years.
Oh my God, long
time. My name is.
Oh, what is this?
Yeah.
About 30 years ago, 1990.
Oh, last week.
You see?
Yeah.
Can you see? It's dark here.
Yes. I mean, I can see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have seen. Where, here in U.S.?
Yeah, here in it was in Cerritos.
Oh,
Cerritos,
I see.
With Nirantara Prabhu.
Oh, acha.
To our home in Nirantara Prabhu.
And then?
Namahatta.
Oh. See, I'm young here, huh?
That's much younger.
Much younger.
30 years ago.